Thank you. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. This week, there have been celebrations of All Hallows' Eve, Halloween, and All Saints' Day. It was last Sunday that Gilmer Park recognized All Saints' Day, lifting up the names of those saints in our lives. So as we gather today, we worship, having experienced quite the mix, from mask-wearing folks to lantern festivals, and taking time to recognize those who have died and who have greatly impacted our lives. The story of Zacchaeus arrived this week in our lectionary, the schedule of our scripture stories throughout the year. It's interesting timing that a story of a man who is seen by some as a sinner and others as a saint finds its way into a week when the wider world lifts up Halloween and All Saints' Day. As we heard, the story of Zacchaeus is about a man who is a chief tax collector. And with that role, along with his personality, he was despised. He was rich and wealthy and had a job that didn't make him favorable to others. And he was short. A short, powerful tax collector. The description of short is important because it was thought that he had to prove himself even more than others. He was ostracized, an outcast, and alone. He wasn't allowed to go to the front of the line. You may be familiar with the children's song, "Zacchaeus Was a Wee Little Man." Anybody? A few of you, I won't sing, but you can look it up. The words are, "Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in that tree and he said, 'Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house to stay.'" Zacchaeus was curious and wanted to see Jesus, but didn't necessarily want Jesus or anyone else to see him. Being short, he thought he could sneak up into the tree, watch the happenings, check things out up there, knowing Jesus had come to town, and thinking no one would see him. Then he was spotted. Jesus saw him and even invited himself over. Can you imagine? You are sneaking a look, caught, and next thing you know, you're hosting the Savior. The crowd didn't like this. They yelled, "You have gone to be a guest of a sinner." Zacchaeus repented and committed to sharing his wealth with the poor. And he said, "I'll pay everyone back who I owe." Some theologians see this as Zacchaeus admitting to his mistakes and wanting to make positive change. Others question his motives and see him as taking advantage of an opportunity to be with Jesus. I wonder what it would be like for you or I to walk in Zacchaeus' shoes. It makes me think of a member of a previous church I served. This person has a lifetime of stories that involve horrific, life-altering experiences of their childhood, their teen years, and even into their young adult life. Zoom ahead a couple of decades, and this person is now engaged, has three children, and works two jobs. If you met this person today, you would experience a very enthusiastic, happy, funny, hardworking, faithful person. And you would see the scars on their arms and wonder. You may even assume what their life has involved, but really, you have no idea. I wonder what it would be like to walk in their shoes. They experience rejection and staring all the time, especially in the summer when arms are exposed. And yet they have overcome more life challenges than any of us combined. The Zacchaeus story also makes me think of many conversations I've had with children and youth over the years who have experienced bullying. Adults too, actually. Teased, tormented, picked on, beat up because of things like not speaking English clearly, because they can't afford to go on the school field trip or bring special snacks to school, because they don't look like all the popular kids, or because they're super skinny. Zacchaeus makes me think of stepping out, of taking a leap, doing something that is the opposite thing that everyone else would do. I think of all the ways that children go to school these days. Public schools, private schools, homeschooling, unschooling, wild schooling. It's not automatically assumed that they will go into a building every day for their education. It's really hard to genuinely walk into another person's shoes and enter the world in which they live. We've heard that Zacchaeus was short, which is a really interesting description. Yes, he was a short man. But this story is also about having a short vision towards another person. Like Zacchaeus, our vision or story may become clear once we meet with Jesus. Once we are put on the spot and questioned about our actions, our mistakes, our decisions. As theologian Rhetorica states, quote, "The shift in vision can be amazingly rapid and awe-inspiringly new. Jesus can change our view on the world and our view of our place within it in an instant. Do you catch the infectious joy of this? Zacchaeus is caught up in joy. Indeed, his joy knows no bounds. The way the story is usually told, you know, the fairy tale story of the poor person becoming rich is here reversed. The wealthy person makes himself poor. Encountering Jesus, the world's ways are turned completely upside down. This is a massive shift of vision, but what a vision it offers. Stand in the shoes of God. Who? Me? Yes, you, all of us, be as Zacchaeus, stand with Christ, look on no longer." End quote. People can change, Zacchaeus changed. You can change. People around us can change. The best thing we can do is be that friend that Jesus wants us to be. We can follow his example, eat with someone, play with someone, extend a welcome to church, smile to a neighbor or someone walking by you. You can be that person. Earlier this week, my friend, who is a cashier, rang up a customer's order. When an older woman came into her store to pay, her debit card wouldn't work. She was trying to buy some groceries. My friend tried four times, and you know, those cards can be finicky. She tried four times with no luck. Then the next person in line was a man in his late 20s, handed her cash and said, "Here, pay for your groceries." They didn't know each other. A young person helping an older person, strangers, stories, changing our visions just like Zacchaeus. Amen.